is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. If there's one thing I'm reminded of each week as a pastor, it's that relationships are complicated. I mean, there are thousands of ways people manage not to get along with each other. The challenge for us is to, on the other hand, cultivate a loving, thriving, healthy relationship with other people. And that should be characteristic of us who are in the kingdom of God. It's never easy. It's a challenge. And it's a challenge because we're people. Christians are subject to the same emotions and frustrations that all people are, regardless of their faith orientation. I know nothing about Julia Roberts' faith, but she's certainly on target when she said this, quote, "Making movies is not rocket science. It's about relationships and communication and strangers coming together to see if they can get along harmoniously, productively, and creatively. That's a challenge. When it works, it's fantastic and will lift you up. When it doesn't work, it's almost just as fascinating," end quote. She has a lot of truth in that. Dr. John Gottman is a psychologist. He's the executive director of the Relationship Research Institute. At the Institute's Family Research Laboratory, known as the Love Lab, Dr. Gottman has been studying marriage and divorce for the past 35 years. He's screened thousands of couples and interviewed them and tracked their interactions with each other over a period of time. He's written over 40 books and numerous articles on this subject of relationships. Gottman is recognized as one of the 10 most influential therapists for the past quarter of a century. So he does his work and he knows what he's talking about. Several years ago in 2007, Diane Kutu interviewed Gottman for the Harvard Business Review and talked to him about relationships. And one of the things Gottman said that applies to married and single people alike is that good relationships aren't simply about clear communication or knowing when to fight or when to patch things up. Of course, it includes those things, but it's more about small moments, he says, small moments where we attach emotionally to others. And he uses the example of a parent making sure that a child is taking a bath, and in the process of helping, the child splashes the parent. Well, the parent gets impatient and therefore loses an opportunity to play with the child. But if you splash back, Gottman said, and you clean up later, you have some fun together, and you both get really wet and laugh and have a beautiful moment. It's ephemeral, he wrote, small, even trivial, yet it builds trust and connection. And then Gottman said this about married couples. In couples who divorce or who live together unhappily, such small moments of connection are rare. Interesting, isn't it? He applies that concept to the work environment. He says, you can go to your friend's office and say, how's little Harry doing? And he might say, well, you know, he really likes his new school. He's excited about it. And in fact, you know, what he's doing now. And the conversation might take 5 or 10 minutes and you might have a connection. Gottman says, this goes for the boss too. A lot of times the person who's running an organization is pretty lonely. And if someone walks into his or her office and doesn't talk about work, but instead talks about her weekend, the message is, hey, I like you. I notice you independent of your position. Within organizations, he says, people have to see each other as human beings or there will be no social glue. Did you get that? When we see each other as human beings, as fellow strugglers who have similar fears and hopes and dreams, well, there's a social glue to hold our lives together. That's not simply true for the work environment. It's true for your small group at church, the people that you sit next to when you worship, or when you're working on a civic project. So how do we do that? We find a way to connect with people as people, not just as a particular role in the social structure. So what about you? Are you taking opportunities? Are you being proactive to connect? You've got to look for those opportunities. You've got to work for them. In another interview, Dr. Gottman talked about the 7 principles for making marriage work. And he met with the head of the marketing department about the title of that book. And this young guy leans forward in his chair as if he's not at all impressed by Gottman's work. He points his finger at Gottman and he says, "All right, tell me one thing in the next 30 seconds that I can do to improve my marriage right now." Gottman looked at him and said, "Well, if you were to pick up just one thing, it would be for you to honor your wife's dreams." The guy jumps up, puts on his coat, and leaves the room. Gottman found out months later that this man had immediately hopped on the subway to Brooklyn, where he surprised his wife, who was at home with a young baby, and mouth drops open. He asked her what her dreams were. He told Gottman later that she said she thought he would never ask. Simple question, just what are your dreams? Now, that's a place to start today, maybe right now. And then be willing to act. Look at a person as a person who has dreams. Do you know them? Look at a person as more than a cog in society. Look at them as a real individual who has cares and needs and hopes and wants, and connect. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.